Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 5 of the TTPA, using the Sforno's commentary and the translation and notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Zion, chapter 2, paragraph 7. Talking about Hillel again. What does Hillel say? We're still with his wonderful observations. All the observations, all the sayings in Pirkei Avos are fantastic. But again, Hillel is a fascinating character. So one time he's walking around and he sees something in the water. Ahu ra'a golgoles achas shetzafa al panei hamayim. He once saw a skull floating on the water. Amar la, he said to it, al de'atift atfoch, because you drowned others? The self metayefayach yitofon. They drowned you, and those who drowned you will be drowned eventually. Because you drowned others, they drowned you, and those who drowned you will be drowned eventually. Basically, the idea of mida keneged mida. Whatever goes around, comes around. Measure for Measure is one of our lecture series, one of our Tani Talks Life, formerly called Lecture Series, where we talk about this at length, a fascinating concept of how Hashem has everything goes around. What non-Jewish culture calls karma, really, Hashem will take care of it. If you do this to someone else, Hashem will make it go back to you, basically. So take care of those around you, take care of others, Hashem will take care of you. If you do bad to others, Hashem will do bad to you, God forbid. But if you do good for others, if you're compassionate to others, if you try to help clothe others by donating clothing or money, you try to feed others by donating food or money, you try to give to others, do for others, Hashem will do for you. Because Hashem responds in kind to what you do. So if you're good to others, if you help others, if you provide for others, Hashem will want to provide for you. Hashem will provide for you. Af hu rachum, af atah rachum. Just like Hashem is compassionate, you should be compassionate. We learn from Hashem that he was involved in Bikur Cholam. We too have to do Bikur Cholam, like when he came to Avram after his bris. Hashem buried Moshe, was involved in burying the dead. Hashem himself buried Moshe. We don't even know where Moshe is buried. Hashem clothed man, he clothed Adam and Chava. So too, we need to take care of those things. And Hashem took care of the Jews in the wilderness. He gave them food, he gave them water, he gave them shelter and protection. So too, we have to do what we can to help others. If you do what you can for others, Hashem will make sure to do good for you. But if you do bad for others, like in the Mishnah, somebody drowned someone, then that person got drowned, and those who drowned him will get drowned also. Because Hashem has the Mida Keneged Mida, the measure for measure. Understand that it's a treasure to do good measure for measure. You'll be rewarded in kind for good measure and measure, and not, God forbid, the opposite. The Sforno points out this wise man Hillel saw the skull of a person whom he knew to be a murderer. He knew that he had been murdered and that his killers had not been brought to justice. So he said, behold, you have been killed by murderers who cast your body upon the waters because you drowned others, because you yourself murdered others and cast their bodies upon the waters as it has befallen you today. Eventually, however, also those who killed you, not in order to punish you, but out of willful malice, will also be eliminated, either by thieves or by authorities, who will cast their carcass upon the water, measure for measure. As our sages said, Nishan is chayiv hariga o nimsar lemalchus o listim ba'an alav. He who has been condemned to death by a Torah court will either be handed over to the authorities or set upon by thieves, as the Gemara points out in Sota 8. So it really pays to take care of others around you, to be involved in the community, to be involved in communal needs. Those who work for the food pantry is so amazing. Those who work for Tomchei Shabbos and Maspia, making sure that people have food, it's so amazing. Those involved in Yad Lea, who send out the clothing to the needy people in Israel, and those who are involved in the toy donations and all these other things, it's fantastic. And they're ensuring that others will be provided for, so Hashem will ensure that they are provided for. And if we could contribute money or time or resources, making food for people, giving toys to people, giving books to people, giving utensils, whatever we can to others, Hashem will make sure, God willing, that we have it. The measure for measure is a very interesting concept. If you're involved in the good aspect of measure for measure, you're involved in mida keneged mida for a good purpose, for a good reason, Hashem will get it back to you, God willing, for a good way. But God forbid if you do it the opposite, like what Hillel saw in this murderer, this person who drowned the person, that person will be drowned, and then the person drowned him will be drowned. Hashem will always take care of it. Like the idea of the person in Gullus, if someone needs Gullus, but he wasn't seen to do something, Hashem's going to arrange it, like the example I think in the Talmud where he'll go up a ladder and he'll accidentally hurt someone with witnesses. He'll have to run away to the Ari Mikla, to the cities of refuge, and the person that he killed was probably someone that really needed the death penalty, but for some reason it wasn't meted out. Hashem will make sure it takes care of it. Measure for measure, he will make sure that things work out. So make sure to be involved with Good Measure for Measure. Feel free to listen to the whole lecture series on podcast forums about Measure for Measure. And make sure that when you do Mida Keneged Mida, you'll see that Mida Keneged Mida comes back in order to help. Hashem will get it back to you in good ways, in Mir Tashem, if you're involved throughout all your days. Join us next time as we talk about more not always being better here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.